Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, this is going to be a controversial topic, but people are starting to post nudes online of their Christmas tree.
Uh-oh.
Now, you may wonder what that means.
Dun, 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 dun.
Apparently, the naked Christmas tree trend that's going viral on social media is pictures of your Christmas tree without any ornaments, decorations, and sometimes even without lights.
It's nakey.
It's a nakey Christmas tree.
I like it.
It's big with celebrities. Apparently, celebrities are making a big deal out of this. Julianne Moore, Michelle Pfeiffer, Victoria Beckham, Khloe Kardashian. It's the modern minimalist thing that has been picked up by various influencers and celebrities.
You said Victoria. That made me think of Victoria's Secret. What if it had like a bra on your Christmas tree? That'd be pretty funny.
Ain't a secret no more.
No.
I think this is stupid. I think part of the fun of having a Christmas tree is decorating it, especially with ornaments that you see every year. Some of them are ornaments maybe your kids made in kindergarten. Some of them at our Christmas tree, like my dad worked at NASA, and there's like space shuttles, and there's Ford Mustangs from what he had as a car, and it tells your family story.
I would like to see kind of like the weight loss commercials, like the before tree and the after tree. And you would have like one that's naked and one that's, you know, dressed up.
Well, the after would just be all the leaves and everything, or the pine needles have fallen off and it's just branches.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
It's going to get a stick and hanging it in your, you know, put it in your house.
That's sad. That's even more sad. People who like this argue it's part of the less as more thing, and you can enjoy the feeling and clean look of the tree without the clutter and, quote, overstimulation. The clashing colors and the kitsch.
I mean, knock yourself out. If this is your thing, that's great. It ain't what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm going all out.
Me too. Like I said, I feel like it's a part of your family tradition, and it kind of celebrates who you are as a family.
I mean, you're supposed to cuss and do all that stuff. It's a tradition when you untangle those lights. That's part of it.
Okay. Well, I think, too, even some of our ornaments are like from when I was a little kid. They're the old-fashioned ornaments, and they just, it feels like you've got generations of people celebrating. And so all these, I'm surprised you're for it, Cato, knowing that the celebrities are the ones that are championing this.
You know what my tree is? Is this little ceramic tree that I pulled out of a box and plugged in.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've plugged it in but one time since I set it on a shelf.
That's sad.
Is it?
Kind of.
I don't care.
One year, I just put lights on my peace lily.
Do it.
Peace on earth.
You know, I've seen people do that. I don't know what kind of, was it a ficus tree maybe that they have in their home?
Yeah.
They just put lights around that for Christmas.
Hey, kids, let's dress up the Christmas cactus.
It feels like people are just basically taking the lazy way out, but then trying to pretend like it's a cool trend.
So do you put up your tree?
We put up our tree every year.
Do you?
What do you mean by that exactly?
Do you help?
I mean, I give direction.
There was times I was putting up two a year, one at my dad's for my nephews and one at my house. There was times that I used to help a friend out back in the day to go put decorations up over houses in the Commerce Club.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got over the Christmas spirit quickly as far as putting up trees.
I'm sorry.
Just, now the only thing he does for Christmas is get lit.
There's tree still involved.
What tree is it?
Move on.
Oh my gosh.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
So we were talking about wrapping presents, gift wrapping and stuff. And real easy thing to do is if you wrap it up so fancy, people expect that it's going to be a great gift. Mm-hmm. So just dress it down a little bit and they don't expect as much from you. Mm-hmm. But I saw an article about gift wrapping and the things that we struggle with to wrap right now. So there's a lot of things out there that's just hard to wrap. For example, you know, clothes. They're kind of soft, and if you don't have a box or anything, you like roll that sweater up or that shirt and you try to wrap it up, and your finger pokes through the wrapping paper because my wrapping paper is so thin anyway.
My mom always had a bunch of those little boxes for like sweaters and shirts. Mm-hmm. Jeans, whatever. So you just had a rectangle box to deal with.
Well, you're kind of fancy. I have noticed, like, the presents at your house are always very nicely wrapped.
That's funny, because if you got up close, you'd know better, because I do a lot of them, and I do not do a good job.
But the thing is, who don't have boxes anymore?
I know, because you save them from the previous year.
They're delivered to your front door.
I know, right?
Just leave it in the Amazon box and wrap that box
and
up.
It's easy to wrap.
Yeah, and they say it's the easiest things to wrap. Square and flat things are the easiest things for us to wrap during the Christmas season.
Oh, man. Good. We had an expert to tell us that. It seems like that was pretty obvious.
Okay, the round things are some of the hardest things to wrap during the Christmas season.
Although I saw if you roll them and then you tie each side, it kind of looks like a piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried it yet, but it looks really cute.
But if it's a basketball-sized piece of candy, they may know what's in it.
That's going to be hard to do like that, too.
I know.
It kind of almost has to be cylinder.
So it looks like a rolling pin that your mom uses to
make
biscuits.
And then that way, if you act up at Christmas, she can whack you with it real quick.
I had a friend who wrapped a vacuum cleaner, and it looks really weird.
Hey, matter of fact, I was going to talk about that. You got to be careful. Some of the things that you wrap, kind of, they just have an unusual shape to them. So I'll share that picture with the class right now. You can't see it. So be very careful because a vacuum cleaner is big at the bottom, and then it's got the long part there at the and the handle's long. You don't want to put that under the Christmas tree. The kids might be going, what's that?
Yeah, Grandma.
Grandma's going to be happy about it.
Oh,
but it's a little, it's not family friendly, I will say that. So careful with
some. It looks like a Dyson to me.
It's got the ball.
Yeah.
The bottom. We've got one of those.
That is just very unusual.
Oh, that is too funny. I'm going to buy somebody a vacuum cleaner.
Just for the prank of it.
Yeah.
Or you could wrap up your old vacuum cleaner. Now, we're not talking about the one with the big hose. We're talking the stand-up one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So they also say sports equipment, baseball bats, stuff like that, very hard to wrap. You can put them in like a cardboard shipping tube.
That's true.
So that'd be kind of easy if you don't want them to know it's a bat. A lot of times you'll just put a bow on the bat as well. That's fine. And what else did they say? That's about it, really, that they said that some of the hardest things to wrap. Stuff like calendars, but who gives a calendar anymore for Christmas?
I think people still give the ones with the cool pictures on them.
Okay.
I only know one person that uses a calendar.
Who?
Me.
Every year you got one hanging up.
I go to Marla Rogers State Farm and get to the calendars for the year.
You know how tempting it is to just go over there and mess with your calendar and just see what happens?
That'd be funny if you put a previous year up.
Just to see.
Yeah. You know what? Don't be doing that because I'll be going on vacation on a week I ain't supposed to.
I will say there's a lot of things that are smaller that can be hard to wrap.
Yeah.
You just end up having to put them in a box. But like when you buy your kids these little toys, knickknacks, you know, those things can be tough to wrap.
I have a video I just recently saw. It's how to wrap a candle, because that's one of the hardest things. So it's just round, little short candles. I'll find it and post it.
Okay.
I don't know what I did with it.
Oh, that's okay. Saying you could just roll it like a candy.
You can. Yeah. I saw something else where you put it on the wrapping paper, and then you cut, you know, basically the length that you would need to go up. But you cut little slits in it, so it wraps over each. This is great for the radio, because I'm doing like a lot of hand gestures that no one can see.
Sorry, Hawk was showing us pictures.
Yeah, that's true. It's show and tell today on radio. We don't know how this works, y'all.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Who's the hardest person you have to shop for this year? They say there's a group of people that are harder to shop for than anyone else.
It's always my dad growing up.
That is exactly right, Cato. What? They say boomer men are the hardest people to shop for. And they even admit it. They know they're hard to shop for.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's the easiest to shop for?
Pets.
Okay, Cato, that's an interesting perspective.
They can't complain, can they?
They better not.
They say Southern women between the ages of 30 to 44 say that they're the easiest to shop for. They apparently go along with pretty much whatever they get. They ask people, how easy or difficult do you think it is for other people to pick out gifts for you? And 20% thought they were very easy to buy for. 40% said they were relatively easy. 21% said kind of difficult, and 10% said it's very hard to shop for them.
A gift card fits everyone.
You know, a while back, I used to say that was the cheapest, cheesiest gift to give because you're putting no thought into it, and now that's all I'd rather get from anyone.
So what do you think changed? Were you wrong before, or have you just given up on things now?
I don't know. You know, I guess growing up, we didn't get gift cards. You put thought into your gift for the person you're buying for now. Just an Amazon gift card anybody could use.
Okay.
I'll take a Arby's.
There you go.
I mean, I don't care.
Give me an Arby's coupon. Yeah, if you want
50% off, I'll take it.
Wow. So, Cato, you must be easy to buy for.
I'm easy to buy for.
You know, when you have kids, it's a lot of fun. It's easy to buy for them because they tell you exactly what they want, and they want a lot. Wow. So it's not hard to figure out what to get them.
I will say, though, as teenagers, it's been a little bit harder.
Once they become teenagers, it gets a little bit harder.
I heard it's harder once they grow up.
Right. Because a lot of times...
Did I miss that or something?
You just interrupted before we finished the statement.
Oh.
There was a long pause there.
Yeah. So with the teenagers, sometimes they'll have a specific thing like an Xbox that they want, but a lot of times they just don't have anything they need or want anymore because you've already spoiled them. And so then it becomes harder to do. And then, like you said, Cato, end up with a gift card sometimes.
But I kind of find it sad that kids tell you what they want and you get what they want. I don't remember ever telling my parents what I wanted.
Really?
I guess the things I remember getting is what I wanted. So I guess that they just listened to what I said.
We made lists for Santa and stuff.
Yeah. I don't remember making lists.
So my mom made a list of what we would say all year long. Like if we were out somewhere we'd say, oh, that Barbie or whatever. She would like mentally make a list.
Yeah.
So then when birthday or Christmas came around, you would get stuff and you're like, I forgot I mentioned this. It was awesome.
Yeah, around Christmas time, I just put on mom's grocery list of what I wanted.
Pack of gum.
I was going to say some salad dressing.
No, she's outside. She's shopping. I'm like, it's there on her grocery list. Because you'd be at Walmart. I mean, most of my gifts came from Walmart.
You ever do that? Been at friend's house, they have their grocery list on their fridge, and you start adding things to it without them.
I do
funny things, too, like Pepto-Bismol.
Well, here's another thing they asked people. How good are you at getting gifts for people? 20% thought they were very good at it. Mm-hmm. Another 50% said they were pretty good at it. 16% admitted they were somewhat bad, and 7% said, I'm pretty bad at this.
So while my mom was great with us kids, one year I asked her, I was like, I can't think of anything for Dad. Can you help me? And she's like, you know, his duffel bag, when we come to visit you, it's falling apart. Get him a new one. I go all out. I get him the nicest leather bag. I'm so excited. He opens it and he goes, oh, a purse. Really?
Now, does he use it? This is a question.
No, I had to send it back. back.
It's so bad because you sit there, you put a lot of thought, like this is brand new suitcase here or whatever. He's going to use this, and he doesn't even want it.
I know.
And he brings the old duffel bag again with him.
Hey, that old Dale Earnhardt bag he's been using since the 90s with holes in it. That's what he uses still.
Yeah.
Well, they say there are some subtle tips you can look for to see if someone doesn't like the gift that you got them. So on Christmas, they're opening the presents, and you can spot it if they don't really like it.
You're going to start arguments at Christmas, aren't you?
Well, for example, if they say, oh, you shouldn't have, and then they're like, seriously, you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
That's a sign they did not like it. Uh-huh. If they toss it into a box that has goodwill written on the side of it, that's a sign they didn't like it.
Maybe it says goodwill toward man.
Yeah. If they roll their eyes and huff.
Oh,
that's a teenage move, I think.
Really?
If they shake it to see if money falls out.
Yeah, that's cards.
Yeah.
That is so awkward. You have to pretend like you're not looking for the money.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, reading this. You're like, it's in here somewhere.
I had aunts that would do that, just give you a card with nothing in it.
Signs that they didn't like your gift. If you ask them to try it on and they jump out a window and are never seen or heard from again. Could be a sign they did not like it. If you see a homeless person wearing it the next day, they must have donated it or something.
Yeah, good.
If they ask you what store you got it from and what is the return policy?
I don't think you need gift receipts now.
Yeah.
What, back in the day, you just had to take it.
Now you just put the receipt in there in case they don't want it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give them that option.
Those are some things you can watch for this Christmas to see if maybe they don't like your gift.
You reminded me of the time my mom gave me a shirt for Christmas, and about a year later, she was collecting clothes for donations.
Yeah.
And I had that shirt with the tag still on it. She goes, didn't I give you this for Christmas last year? I'm like, don't buy me clothes anymore. Just don't buy me clothes.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, Christmas has become a very popular time for this. What
go
do you
on.
Think? You don't know what it is? It's weddings.
Oh.
Christmas weddings.
Really?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Why?
For everyone else.
It sounds pretty.
Who wants to go to someone's wedding at Christmas?
Well, you know what? And here's another thing, Tom. If you think about it, we got to buy another present for somebody else. It's not even, it's almost like not even thinking about the other family members.
That's the least of my concerns. I don't want to have to be going somewhere. This is when you're supposed to spend time with your family. And now you're being hauled off to a wedding somewhere.
So my cousin, they're getting married New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow.
I said, I will not be there. Sorry, I've got plans.
Yeah, you don't need to compete with other holidays.
Well, you're already going to 45 different other people's houses and doing all kinds of Christmas and stuff like that, and you got to fit a wedding in there, and you got to get an extra present in there. Oh. So
they're just doing that to make sure nobody forgets the anniversary.
Okay.
I will say that whenever my wife and I were scheduling our wedding, we were really careful, and we finally ended up only dealing with one holiday, really.
Yeah.
We got married on the anniversary of Elvis Presley's death.
Yes, yeah.
And we kind of thought that over really hard because we didn't want to upset anyone who normally, has that holiday on their schedule.
Only person upset was her grandma.
And you. Hawk's an Elvis fan.
Yeah, well.
He's a closeted Elvis fan.
I'll have a blue Christmas without him.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the weddings for Christmas, you got like a little elf ring bearers that they use.
Oh, that's cool, actually. And
the bridesmaids, they either dress in like green or red, and they kind of keep all kind of Christmas colors out there for you. Instance where Santa Claus is actually there for the kids to sit on his lap. And Santa Claus also gives away the bride. How about that?
Wow.
Hmm. Ho, ho, ho. You know, you hear the pastor up there.
Oh, I get it.
I don't mean it like that. It's like, who gives this person to,
I'm
this,
so glad
she used to be. But now she's getting
Santa
married.
Claus is here to go ahead and give away the bride. I can kind of see that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, what you said at the beginning is so true. Trying to work in another thing at Christmas.
I'm just saying if you choose Christmas, because a lot of people love Christmas. It's like those other weddings that they have out there. You know, you have the weddings like in medieval times and, St. Patrick's Day weddings.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other holidays.
Keep going.
Thanksgiving weddings where...
So far, you haven't sold me at all.
Fall colors,
4th of July, then you shoot off fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
But they have mistletoe reefs out there. They have all kinds of others. Oh, and instead of throwing rice, you ring little bells, little jingle bells when the bride and the groom comes out and gets in the car and heads off on their honeymoon.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to throw rice anymore.
Why not?
It's bird That's seed. For the birds.
Oh, what was we throw bird seed at
throw
them?
Throw bird seed. Okay.
You can throw snowballs at them. Peg them as they're walking away.
See, that's awesome.
Okay.
I want to go to a Christmas wedding.
Really? Well, you don't? You don't even want to go to the New Year's wedding?
I don't want to go to any wedding.
Well, but a lot of people, they like this time of year. So, and there's Christmas trees.
That's
you know,
our point.
What?
A lot of people like this time of year. They don't want it interrupted by a wedding.
Okay. But it's a growing trend now where a lot of people are doing that.
Well, so. Hopefully it'll ungrow because that's just not a good trend. It's annoying.
Okay.
It's like, okay, I know that's, the wedding's about you, but not to that degree.
Okay, and that's from the Scrooge himself, Bah Humbug.
I'm not alone on that.
Go ahead there, Ebenezer. Keep on.
Cato didn't like it either.
No, I don't like it, but you'd be need to have the Scrooge there trying to break the wedding up
wow.
while you walk down the aisle.
We had that. We had my mother-in-law.
That's true.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Merriam-Webster Dictionary has chosen their word of the year for 2025.
All right.
And that word is a word that we've heard a long time, but it has a new meaning now. You probably used to know of it in terms of pigs. The word is slop.
Oh, I was just going to say delicious.
That would be a good word. But slop is the word of the year, and by slop, they define it as digital content of low quality that is produced by artificial intelligence.
Oh, that's pretty much all my entertainment.
AI slop is what it's commonly referred to.
Yeah.
And this will usually be a 15 to 20 second video that intelligent people can spot as being AI, but unintelligent people or people who aren't paying attention don't notice.
Okay, I don't like that second label because some of it looks real.
Okay, I feel like right now I can usually at least get a little thing in the back of mind that goes, wait a second, when I see AI. Some of it at first glance, you're like, whoa. But at that point, that's when your mind should immediately go, wait a second, let me make sure that's real.
Not me. I'm over there watching it, making me a sloppy Joe. Just getting in there and just having a lot of fun. Slopping on up for me. And then I'm like, oh, it's AI.
Enjoying those deer jump on the trampoline. That's awesome.
Raccoons,
whoever
too.
Got that raccoon.
No, those were silly. But the pig one, that was cute.
Does it worry you guys that you fall for it so easily?
You know what? Honestly, sometimes if I see something really horrible, like if the news posts something horrible, I convince myself it's AI so I can keep living.
So basically, if it's real, you pretend it's AI, and if it's AI, you pretend it's real.
True.
Okay.
I just don't like the ones where they'll say, it's like a video, and it's like, well, you won't believe, and they'll show a guy walking, you won't believe what jumped out of the bushes. And you're like, okay. And then they go and they'll describe every part of that, and then go, watch my other video to find out what jumped out of the bushes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got me on that one.
Share and subscribe for part two.
That has nothing to do with AI slop.
I don't talk to it.
Okay. So AI.
You're like a teacher. Okay. You're not paying attention. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
It doesn't. We're talking about AI right now.
It is. It's like wasting our time.
The AI is a big issue.
You know what? You're slop.
Because people are falling for lies. And it's not just on deer jumping on a trampoline. People are watching videos. For example, there are videos right now that show police officers arresting ICE agents. That's not happening in the real world. Those are AI. In the real world, that doesn't happen. But people are believing that this is going on. And there's all kinds of different things like that. They'll show, there was one where a lady got hit in the chest with a t-shirt gun. And it knocked her halfway up the stands.
That's not real.
That was AI.
I fell for that one, too.
I'm like, that was a big, that was a gun.
Bazooka.
And yeah, she was like an older lady, and she popped right back up. And I'm like, dang, I need to know her workout routine. Yeah. She's doing good.
Neither is it real that President Trump's talking to Elvis. I know that one's AI.
Well, good.
All these Elvis ones. Have you seen them lately?
No.
Yeah, and Michael Jackson talking to Elvis and stuff. I'm like, come on.
Watch. Those are real. They really are still alive, and they're still doing well, but we all think it's AI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think AI doing the funny videos like that is fun for entertainment.
I agree.
But what scares me is, like you said, people make these videos that will outrage people, that'll cause, you know, chaos in the world. And then the news media, I don't doubt that they're using AI to trick us.
Okay, you're going a little bit long with it, but here's the thing.
I believe that they were being tricked.
The particularly scary part is right now, pretty much there's enough people that spot it and comment underneath it, AI slop, whatever. But in a year or two, how good is it going to be? Is there going to be a point where even a skeptic looks at it and doesn't realize it's AI? And what is that going to do to our civilization when we all start to think these things are real and we start, you know, getting outraged by them, or we are agreeing with them and we think everyone else agrees, and so now we're going to do this crazy thing?
Yeah, like I saw one the other day. It was the best looking food I have ever seen in my life. And I was like, I need to know where this is. And it was AI. None of the food was real. You want to talk about outrage?
No food is real on a TV commercial for a fast food place.
Everything in my life
that's
is a lie.
Fake too.
And on the menu board when you're going through the drive-through, that my burger don't look like
it. Never looks like. See, that should be false advertising.
I bought something the other day. I was so upset because it was like new Cenobites at this restaurant. Bought them and they were like rocks. I'm like, don't give me those. They look so fresh on the menu.
We've been falling for AI before it was even around.
Yes, we were.
I'm going to go talk to AI where I can have a good conversation.
Bring those jumping deer with you.
I'll leave them for y'all.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.